I'm Kyle Loebner, and this is our game preview for Providence at Villanova on the College Hoops Pick and Rollout. Xavier took a step back towards the field on Saturday, and so now there's a lot on the line for Providence on Sunday when they head south to visit Villanova. The game tips off at noon Eastern and will be on FS1. Providence is 16-5 on the season, and they've won 11 of their last 13 games, including 8 out of 10 in the Big East. 2 weeks ago, they lost back-to-back games at Marquette and Creighton in what might be the toughest road trip of their season. Then they returned home to hold serve at home against DePaul and Butler. Xavier's loss at Creighton on Saturday brought the Friars back within half a game of first place, and they'd move into a three-way tie with a win today. I was skeptical about their ability to do this as an undersized team in the Big East, but Providence is the sixth-best offensive rebounding team in the nation as a whole, and they're doing it more often than any other team in the Big East, despite sharing a league with Adama Sinogo and UConn and Ryan Cockbrenner and Creighton. Wing Bryce Hopkins has actually been better in the Big East than he was in non-conference play, averaging 18-10 to lead the Friars in both categories. They'll face one of the more unpredictable teams in the country in Villanova. The Wildcats are 10-10 overall and 4-5 in Big East play, a big drop from their preseason projections on both fronts. They've only played twice in the last 13 days, but they beat Georgetown and St. John's over that time. Actually, since December 18th, they're 4-0 against Georgetown and St. John's and 0-5 against everyone else. Teams like Villanova are dangerous down the stretch because they've lost enough games that they're not going to get ranked, but all the pieces that made them a ranked team early in the year are still here. They're almost certainly capable of being better than they've looked at times to this point, and in the moments where they live up to potential, they could cause some havoc in the Big East race. They need some growth from freshman wing and top recruit Cam Whitmore, who has been a focal point of their offense but has experienced some growing pains in his first season as a college athlete. This is the first meeting between these two teams this season, but since Sports Reference's data starts in 1949, Providence has faced Villanova more often than any other team. Both teams were ranked for both of their meetings last year, but Villanova won both, despite being the lower-rated team on both occasions. That's our on-the-court preview for Providence at Villanova on Sunday. Up next, we'll have a look at the lines and trends on the College Hoops Pick and Rollout.
Hey guys, Ryan Stone here with you. Let's take a look at the betting side of things for this number 21 Providence showdown on the road at Villanova. Villanova, obviously underwhelming this season. They're just 10-10 overall, and they're 7-13 against the spread. They are 6-2 at home this season. Providence is having a strong season, 16-5 overall. They are 13-8 against the spread, and they are 4-3 overall on the road so far this season. Low spread, obviously, with the Providence currently considered a one-point favorite. The money line here is just as good of a play if you like one of these teams because it's at minus 110, just like the minus 1 or the plus 1 is. The over-under currently sitting at 139.5 in this matchup. In terms of recent trends, the under is 5-0 for the Friars in their last five neutral site games. The Friars are 6-1 against the spread in their last seven games following a straight-up win of more than 20 points. The under is 4-1 in the Friars' last five Sunday games. For Villanova, the over is 5-0 in the Wildcats' last five neutral site games. Wildcats are 1-4 against the spread in their last five games overall. The under is 12-4 in the Wildcats' last 16 games following an against-the-spread win. In terms of the matchup edges, 5 of the 7 going to Providence. They're the better offensive team and the better defensive team. Villanova just does a better job taking care of the ball, and they are the better free-throw shooting team, which that could lend itself to backing Villanova if you wanted to because it's projected to be a close game, and it could come down to the wire. However, I do not trust this Villanova team. I would like to back them in this spot, but they have not proven to be a trustworthy team all season. I think that over-under of 139.5 is about right, but if anything, I think I would lean towards the over in this matchup. But for me, this game is just a stay away.